Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Let's try to. Sunday morning to you. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I'd like to welcome you to Awaken to Empowerment. It's time for truth. It's time for love. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to awaken your consciousness. It's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. Create your ideal life. Come on now. It's time to be an entrepreneur. It's time for your holistic awakening. Truth and time go hand in hand. Let's do this thing together. And I'm so glad you joined me today. And I'm excited. This is going to be an awesome show. I believe it. I'm kind of just hanging out there today. And, you know, interesting show today. Because it's, you know, soulful Sunday. And, you know, with all the crisis going on and all the hate, you know what? I met a really cool man yesterday. I was at the gas station with my husband. I was running out to get a winning lottery ticket. You know, I'm claiming it now, man. Time to win the big bucks. I could do a lot if I won the big bucks. Anyway, here's the deal. So I was next to a guy, and he had an ice cream truck. So I started acting like I was 6 years old in the Eddie Murphy. Hey, ice cream man. Hey, ice cream man. I didn't think he could hear me. There was no one out there. And he was on the other side. And I go, hey. I said, sorry. I said, I was just playing. And I said, you know, just playing like Eddie Murphy. And he goes, oh, that's okay. And he's like, do you want some free ice cream? I said, free ice cream? Well, it ended up that I'm like, okay, I mean, not that I really eat ice cream all the time, but it was good humor, and I got the, like, you know, the addictive Oreo sandwich cookie thing. But the gentleman, this is so awesome. This dude beat cancer 4 times, and all of his proceeds went to go to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. All right, now that gives me so much hope in humanity, especially after all the hate and the rhetoric and the duplicity and the lying. I mean, we need to get back to the realization of selfless love, and this man personified it. He personified it. It was beautiful. It was awesome, and it actually gave me a lot of hope, and I just was, like, so excited about that. So I just had to share that. I just thought that was cool, and actually I did give him some money. I'm like, no, you're doing this to charity. I'm not taking free ice cream. I wasn't going to take the free ice cream anyway, but, you know, he was really kind and insisted upon it. But you know what? I love that. I want to do stuff like that. So let's talk about our morning meditations. This is our James Allen. I'm going to try and do this every day. This is going to be something I'm really going to focus on doing every day. If I miss a day or two, oh, well, life happens. But today is September 25th, and here's our very first thought for the morning. This is good. This is big. Write it down. By curbing your tongue, a man gains possession of his mind. The fool babbles, gossips, argues, bandies, words. He glorifies in the fact that he has had the last word, and he has silenced his opponent. He exalts his own folly, is ever on the defensive, and wastes his energies in unprofitable channels. He's like a gardener who continues to dig and plant in unproductive soil. The wise man avoids idle words. Oh, excuse me. idle words, gossips, vain argument, and self-defense. He is content to appear defeated, rejoices when he is defeated, knowing that, having found and removed another error in himself, he is therefore become wiser. Blessed is he who does not strive for the last word. Oh, that is so good. I want you to think about that. Curbing your tongue, a man gains possession of your mind. And I've said it before many times. You are a master to the words you've yet to say, but a slave to the words you've already said. So it's just a really good life principle. And by curbing your tongue, you will gain possession of your mind, and that is where your power is. Blessed is he who does not have to strive for the last word. You've already won when you have gone beyond that. So here is the meditation for the day. The man of integrity turns all evil things into good account. I'm going to pause. Let the man of integrity turn all evil things into good account. That is totally alchemy and a blessing. I've got two happy little dogs here that are, okay, there you go, guys. Okay, so, let the man of integrity rejoice and be glad when he is severely tried. Let him be thankful that he has been given an opportunity of proving his loyalty to noble principles. Whew, that's a paradigm, huh? Which he has espoused. And let him think, now is the hour of the holy opportunity. Now is the day for triumph for truth. Triumph for truth. That's rich. I think I might call our Tuesday show this Tuesday, Triumph for Truth. This guy is just amazing. Though I lose the whole world, I will not desert the right. So thinking he will return good for evil and will think compassionately of the wrongdoer. See, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. That's a tough one. That's a really, really, really big tough one. It's to really love your enemies. Because, man, somebody disses you and hurts you, you know, you gotta let go. You know, you gotta let go, gotta give it to God, and it's not always easy. So, this is so rich. This is so delish. Let's go back. Okay. Now is the hour of holy opportunity. Though I lose the whole world, I will not desert the right. So thinking he will return good for evil and will think compassionately of the wrongdoer, the slanderer, the backbiter, and the wrongdoer may seem to succeed for a time, but the law of justice prevails. The man of integrity may seem to fail for a time, but he is invincible. And in none of the worlds, visible or invisible, can there be forged a weapon that shall prevail against him. See, that's biblical too. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know, if you're doing good, nothing can do that to you. I mean, this is just so, these are a lot of biblical principles. I wonder if he was a Christian. I mean, he talks a lot about Christ. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. But, you know what? Truth and time go hand in hand. And that's why I know when people diss me and disenfranchise me and they backbite me and they slander me, I know in the end they're going to get theirs. And you know what? Okay. I do try and bless them in my own way. I say bless them. I kind of ignore them. I'm not like going out of my way to like, you know, I mean, I'm not there yet. Okay. But when you, I hate to say it, but when karma comes into its full recourse and you see it in its full, you know, expose, and then people get their, you know, just come up, and it's kind of nice to sit back and go, okay, God, you're here, you're cool. Maybe not for me to do. Maybe I still have some growth in that area, but I don't get people back. Waste of way too much energy. So you could spend your time just moving yourself forward. You don't need to, you know, you don't need to embrace them. You need to forgive them. You need to send them on their way with love. And you know what? Truth and time do go hand in hand. And eventually, you know, cream rises to the top. So This is a really good sense of all. Just got so many books here. I'm like going through stuff. It's so awesome. So here, the man of integrity can never be subdued by the forces of darkness, having subdued all those forces within himself. Remember, the enemy outside can do us no harm if we've defeated our enemies within. Okay, there's an old African proverb. If you have no enemies within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. Because nobody can take away that intrinsic peace, that holy spiritual peace, that essence. They can't take that from you. Ever. You own that. So here is the thought for the evening. Desire is the craving for possession. Aspiration is the hunger of the heart for peace. The craving for things leads even further and further from peace. Yeah, that's so darn true. Still waiting on this house, and I'm just really trying to be Selah with it. It's going for auction. We're trying to do the right thing. And I just really, you know, asking for wisdom, discernment, guidance. You know, I want to do the right thing. I want to do the right thing by all that's involved. So that's very true. And I really crave this. I so desire it. So I really want this house. My furniture's already in place. And I'm telling you, when I get this house, it's going to be a really big God story. I'm going to tell the whole story, and it's going to, all the glory will be for God. But then I also know in my heart of hearts, if this house doesn't happen, that's not meant to be. And then it's time to, like, make other plans. But I'll never forget when my son was, maybe 10 years old. We were also looking for homes at that point. And I found the house. Is going to be great. It would have been the great house still for now. Very similar to the house I'm looking for. All brick Georgian, three-car garage. Perfect. Okay. Big house. I mean, bigger than what I have now. But all that to say, I was on my way to go take my son by it to show it to him. And the real estate agent calls and said, it's sold. I said, what do you mean it's sold? She goes, it's sold. I'm like, oh. And my son says to me, Mommy, what's the matter? He noticed. I mean, kid's very compassionate. Mommy, what's the matter? I said, oh, Michael, the house sold. Mommy, don't you think God's got a better house for you? So that being said, I mean, let's go there. So desire and the craving for possession. Aspiration is the hunger of the heart for peace. The craving for things leads even further and further from peace. So you've got to just give it to God. Just give it up. It's meant to be. You put your order in. It's kind of like planting that seed. I'm a gardener. I plant seeds in the spring. And I just, you know, I don't sit there and dig them up every couple days. So I'm trying not to disturb the universe here. So here, the craving for things leads even further and further from peace. And it not only ends in deprivation, but in itself, a state of perpetual want. Until it comes to an end, rest and satisfaction are impossible. The hunger for things can never be satisfied, but the hunger for peace can. And the satisfaction of peace is found, is fully possessed when all selfish desire is abandoned. Then there is a fullness of joy, abounding plenty, rich and complete blessedness. So, you know, I'm from the 80s. I mean, that whole Madonna, we're living in a material world, and I am a material girl. I mean, so over that, yeah, I've got things that money can't buy. And, I mean, you know, number one, health, family's healthy, health and love and, you know, companionship and just honest, good relationships. So, you know, let's put the bullseye where the bullseye is. So, and, you know, I've made a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money. But it's time to create your ideal life and what that looks like for you. And I'm doing that as well. So to me, this house is part of that creation of that ideal life. But if this house is not what the universe wants for me, then you know what? There's something better out there, and I believe that to be true. Remember, to accomplish great things, you must dream. But you must dream as well as do. So I am committed to take action. That's what this show is. This show is just a small piece of what we're going to be doing. We're going to be creating webinars. We're going to be creating different as events where we can all sit down and talk. We'll be doing coaching sessions. live engagement where you can call in, and so good. So that was one of my very favorite things. And I know we did Napoleon Hill yesterday, right? We did our big ones, Habit. Huge, 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 huge. Very excited, very excited. Remember, your thoughts have power. Your thoughts are under your control. Thoughts are things. You need to take your thoughts and master your emotions. And accurate thoughts involve two fundamentals. You must separate facts from information, and you must separate facts into two classes, the important and unimportant. And just because it's personal does not make it important. That was one of my coaches. My coaches said that to me once. Just because it's personal doesn't make it important. That's a big rock, you know. Just because it's personal doesn't make it important. So tomorrow on the show, we are absolutely going to be doing this very, very exciting Outwitting the Devil program with Napoleon Hill. And that's gonna be deep. That's going to be another mind-empowering thing. So stay tuned for that. You know, love is the most important thing. Truth is important. To reach this unconditional love is really to be one with God and with the center heart of all things, and to know that divine is eternal in nature. There is no time in God's economy, and that's kind of a cool thing, that we are, in our essence, if we come from this place of love and light, we are timeless beings. And yes, this is Soulful Sunday, so we're going here. You know, you must work with persistency and diligence upon your heart and mind, and you must ever renew your patience, and you must keep strong in your faith, and you must remove the negative. And eventually this glorious spirituality, this divineness, this divine light will start exuding from you. You know, you must strive to reach these things. These things are just not intrinsic. You know, in babies, maybe they're intrinsic in children, you know. Patience is a beautiful thing. To see the divine love in that man yesterday, giving away that ice cream and doing it for charity, was profoundly moving to me. And I know I keep going back to it, but we need more of that. We definitely need more of that. That's the solutions to all of what ails humanity. I mean, depraved hearts that go ahead and cut off heads are because of their quote-unquote religion, because you don't think like I do. You know what? You're your own person. If you think the way you think, awesome. If it's working for you and it fills your soul, and hey, who am I to tell you that it's not working? But truly, any ideology that perpetrates and perpetuates hate and lying and deceit and rape of children is deplorable. I mean, it's disgusting. It's debauchery. And then the rioting in the street. Excuse me. Protesting is fine. Martin Luther King. I would be walking the streets with Martin Luther King shoulder to shoulder. Because you know what? We are all human. What is this racism bullshit? Excuse my French. How is that coming from a place of love and kindness and goodness? We are all created equal. We are one race. We are the human race. And we have to embrace and love humanity. I don't know any, you know, I mean, you know, yes, there are little racial stereotypes, okay? You're Italian, you're from the mafia, whatever. That's not, if you're insulted by stupid stuff, I mean, seriously, get over it. There are stereotypes, and stereotypes are there for a reason. Let's be real about it. If you start looking, because we learn our habits from our, they're all habits that are learned from our ancestors. I mean, you know, do you inherit your personality? I don't know. Is it nature, nurture? I don't know. I just think it's a combination of both. I mean, I don't know. I had a kid, and I saw how, you know, he was pretty extravagant as far as going out and meeting people. Extroverted, that was the word I was looking for. I'm extravagant. He was extravagantly extroverted, if you will. I've been an extrovert my whole life. My mother was an extrovert, but then on the other hand, my dad was pretty shy. So is it nature, nurture? I don't know. You are who you are, but you know what? I think people learn hate and they learn prejudice, and, you know, it's just the way it is, and we need to do better. Here, this is something from James Allen, and this is really good. This is from Poverty to Power. He who strives to reach and accomplish divine will be tried in the very uttermost. And this is absolutely necessary, for how else could one acquire that sublime patience without which there's no real wisdom? Sublime patience. No divinity. Ever and anon, as he proceeds, all his work seems to be futile. His efforts appear to be thrown away. Now then, a hasty touch will mar his image, and perhaps when his images, his work is almost completed, he will find he imagines to be a beautiful form of divine love almost utterly destroyed, and he must begin again. with his bitter experience to guide him. But he who has resolutely set himself to realize the highest recognizes no such thing as defeat. He who has resolutely set himself to realize the highest recognizes there's no such thing as self-defeat. All failures are apparent, not real. Every slip, every fall, every return to selfishness is a lesson learned, an experience gained from which a golden grain of wisdom is extracted, helping the striver toward to accomplish of his lofty object, to recognize, the way that leads unmistakably toward the divine. And the failings of one who thus recognizes are so many dead selves upon he rises, upon stepping stones to higher things. See, you know what? Everybody goes through stuff. And you have to realize a lot of these things are just to grow you. Like the song says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know? It shows you where you are weak, where you need help. And if you can be totally honest with yourself from a place of love, you're going to get to that next level. You're going to get to the next level. It's inevitable. You know, I know that there's so much here to do, and I'm just kind of like going through a lot of my books, and I have no idea how much time I have because I'm not looking at the studio. Let me take a wander back to the studio here. Let's talk a little bit about wellness today. And, you know, I was reading this article, and this is from, very interesting. This is from the Women's First, and Barbara Eden, I Dream a Genie, cute on it. But doctors told Charlotte that her fatigue, brain fog, mood swings were normal, but she kept looking for answers and found a surprising culprit and the natural fixes that made all the difference. So she's utterly depleted. They went to Cozumel, but she was too tired to even sit on the beach. And it wasn't fatigue she was dealing with. She had insomnia, brain fog. She was anxious and moody. She had constant cravings for salty and sweet foods. Sudden intense blood sugar crashes, felt dizzy when she stood up, and to find out, she made an appointment with the doctor. And he said it was probably menopause, because she was like 56 years old, and there was nothing he could do about it. So, after a few months, she decided she wasn't going to give up hope. Yay! She persevered. Gotta love it. You know what? Number one, what's number one? It's your health. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? So this, whatever didn't kill her is going to give her information. So she went to integrative health practice for a second opinion. And this is really good. So got her a second opinion. And after the health history, the fatigue and dizziness, blood sugar crashes, were symptoms of adrenal fatigue. Hello. It's chronic stress and the adrenal glands, and I'm sure, you know, cortisol, all that great stuff. I'm just having a sip of coffee here because I need some. So, that's right. When you are suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome, your adrenal glands are constantly pumping out cortisol, and then you burn out, right? So, true, this is what happened. So, got to limit stress, avoid caffeine, never. In my case, never. I do my coffee, I love it. Simple carbs, avoid caffeine, simple carbs, and take an adrenal fatigue supplement. So, there's some things. Guess what? Sodium. We need sodium like that wonderful Himalayan pink salt. And when you start adding that kind of sodium, every cell needs sodium to function, okay? So new studies show the guidelines for sodium may be too low. Without enough sodium, your cells don't function well. In response to the adrenal glands, put out cortisol to make you hungry so you eat more salt. The increased demand for cortisol can overwork the adrenals, impairing their ability to release energizing hormones. This is from Dr. Pescatore. The result, fatigue, fog, mood swings. But since most doctors still get the sodium is bad message, adrenal fatigue caused by sodium shortfall is always overlooked. Other factors that weaken the adrenal glands, excessive sweating, hot flashes, or exercise, and that increases the amount of sodium the body loses, and stress, which raises cortisol levels, further straining the adrenals. Your doctor can run a DHEA sulfide blood test to measure the function of the adrenal glands. If your adrenals are impaired, here are some steps. Aim to consume 2.5 to 5 grams of sodium a day. Okay, this is from Dr. Michael Alderman. He's a past president of the American Society for Hypertension and an epidemiologist at Albert Einstein College in New York. That's the amount of 1 to 2 teaspoons of salt, and while it's more than the current dietary guidelines, it's the safest dose for your health. Sprinkling on the right salt speeds healing. The refining process of most salts removes valuable nutrients, so look for unbleached or unrefined salt, real salt, real salt. So you need to manage your stress. You need to manage what you're eating. You know, chromium picolinate's good, alpha-lipoic acid to help manage your blood sugar, so is cinnamon. Good, good, good. Eat less complex carbs and eat good vegetables. And you know what? You're gonna take better care of yourself. But I've read about this sodium situation. I've heard people that take the pink salt and just do warm water and shot of pink salt in the morning. Of course, not a whole teaspoon. That would be a lot of salt to do a teaspoon of salt, teaspoon or two of salt a day. But, you know, try it. Try melt, you know, there's got to be ways to make it good. So we'll have to look for those. But let's see if we have any other delicious little tips for today. So we got 90 seconds. Well, I'll tell you what. Remember, the meek man is found in a time of trial. When other men fall, he stands. His patient is not destroyed by foolish passions of others, and when they come against him, he does not strive or cry. He knows the utter powerlessness of all evil, having overcome it in himself. He lives in the challenges of strength and power of divine good. So love is which is at the heart of all things is imperishable quality. If you live without fear, knowing the highest and having the lowest under your feet, you will shine in darkness. You will flourish in obscurity. You will create your ideal life. Thank you for joining me today. This is Carol Parisi, wishing you all the best. Remember, it's time. It's time for your paradigm shift. It's time for love, empowerment. Just be the change you wish to see in the world. It's time. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I'll be here next time. And hopefully you'll join me then. I'm going to sign off with a little Boston. Love this, but it's your time.